Your questions answered.
Your questions answered.
答案就在 BBC.
Ask about Britain.
Hello everyone, welcome to Ask About Britain. I'm Helen.
大家好，我是董征。欢迎收听英国问答 Ask About Britain. 今天的问题来自 Laura, 她准备到英国留学，并且计划在暑假呢到英国各地去旅行。她想知道作为一个学生如何可以省钱的在英国旅游。那问我们有什么好的建议吗？
Well, our colleagues in BBC Learning English can certainly help Laura.We have a bunch of experienced travelers who are eager to share their top tips.
那就太好了。我想我们先从住宿开始讲吧。
I put Laura's question to Will, and he suggested camping.
You can buy a tent quite cheaply, about £20-30. And after you've got your tent and your sleeping bag, you only really need to pay probably between £6 and £15 a night. It's usually about £10 a night.And also, campsites are often located in very beautiful parts of the country. And it can be a lot of fun. You can make a lot of friends camping.
Camping, 野营。夏天确实是到野外露营的好时机。Will 介绍说，买帐篷需要花20-30英镑，另外配上一个睡袋就可以了。
To stay on a campsite is really cheap. There's usually hot water and toilet facilities on site.
是的，热水、洗手间和基本的设施在 campsites 都有了。价格和旅店比呢，那就很便宜了，一般在每晚10英镑左右。
Also, many campsites are located in beautiful parts of the country.
是的，不少野营的场地都是在自然风景非常好的地方，所以野营也是最能接触大自然的旅游方式。
But if you are not a fan of the outdoors or prefer to travel light, then B&B could be your answer.Here's Sarah.
I particularly like going to Cornwall, where you can stay in small fishermen's cottages that have been turned into bed and breakfast accommodation. They're usually quite cheap and cheerful. You get a good cooked breakfast thrown in at the same time, and you can stay in some lovely places all over the UK around the coast.
Bed and breakfast, 简称 B&B, 也就是包一顿英式早餐的家庭式旅店。Cooked breakfast, 包括吐司、鸡蛋、香肠、番茄等，肯定吃得饱。
Sarah mentioned that she likes Cornwall, which is on the southwest coast of the UK.
Cornwall 位于英国的西南地区，那里以海岸线的风景而出名。Fisherman's Cottage 就是渔夫小屋。Sarah 很喜欢住在由渔夫小屋改建的 B&B 里面，相当有特色。
And they're usually quite cheap and cheerful.
价廉物美 cheap and cheerful. How much does it cost, do you know?
Well, I'd say on average between £25-40 a night, which is much cheaper than staying in a hotel.
还有一点就是你可以碰到旅店的主人，感受到英国家庭的感觉。我也很喜欢住在这种家庭式的旅店。那么英国还有其他便宜的住宿环境吗？ Durham 提到了 Youth Hostel, 青年旅行社。
Very cheap. Basically, they're just dormitories with bunk beds. You share with strangers. It's all very basic.
青年旅行社的特点就是便宜。我看到过每晚8英镑一个床位的介绍。
Well, the downside is that you usually need to share with strangers as the beds are put in large dormitories.
宿舍 dormitory, 上下铺的床 bunk bed. 一般在青年旅行社的房间里啊，少说也有4个床位，多则18个床位。当然，床位越多呢，房间就越便宜。
So if you don't mind sharing with strangers,Hostels can definitely save you lots of money on accommodation.
外出旅行呢，车费也是很大的一笔开销。那么我们怎样可以节省一点呢？让我们听听 Will 的建议。
By far the best way of getting around Britain is by train. What I would say about that is that it's really important to book as far ahead as possible because the cheaper fares are available a long time in advance.
The train network is very good in the UK, but price can vary greatly.
火车对学生来说是最方便的旅行方式。要想买到便宜车票，最关键的是提前预订。
Sometimes you might need to book 2 or 3 months ahead to get the super saver tickets.
Super Saver 是那种超级廉价的车票，一般需要提前2到3个月购买，有时候比普通的车票要便宜80%。
Also, if you are under 26 years old or in full-time education, you can get a 16 to 25 rail card. This gives you a third off any off-peak train fares in the UK.
对了，如果你是全职学生或者你的年龄没超过26岁，可以买张16到25岁通用的 Rail Card， 就是一张打折卡，有效期一年。这样一来，每次买非高峰期的火车票都可以享受66折，全英国都可以用。
This is BBC Learning English.
Okay, it's time for us to end this program. A lot of money-saving tips can be found on the internet nowadays, so make sure you do some research beforehand.
好了，希望 Laura 夏天在英国的旅游将会是一段美好的时光。谢谢大家收听我们本期节目，我们下次节目再会，
拜拜。